these, and you will love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just because you're listening right now. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love these new sheets that they're offering risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So no reason not to try this. And when you try it, you're going to say, oh my gosh, he was right. The only way to get $20 and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code DAN. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Celebrate over 20 years of America's biggest rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 28th, two shows, 3:30 and 8 p.m. at Allstate Arena. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or charged by phone. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
Segment brought to you by Gillette on demand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com. Get every fourth order free.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, Spiced Apple Cider is back, and so are the fall trends. My family needs new clothes to spice up our fall wardrobe.
Spice up their style with new jeans from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans from distressed to stretch are on sale from $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Plus, get up to 50% off store-wide.
All jeans on sale and up to 50% off store-wide?
That's right. All your family's favorite jeans are on sale now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We can fall for that.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 9/14 and 9/20. Excludes in-store clearance.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's a wee bit after 4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. It's going to be a gorgeous night for baseball here at Wrigley as the Cubs go for the sweep against the Mets. Jen Ho Sang will make his major league debut. He was the Cubs minor league pitcher of the year. Albert Almora starts tonight on the bench as he did last night, but how about what he did after coming in as a late inning replacement as he had six RBIs in two at-bats, a three-run triple and a three-run homer, and he told us afterwards he's having a blast in this pennant race.
As a competitor, this is what we want to be in. You know, last year, obviously, it's I'm not complaining. Up 12, 13 games with this amount of games left. But I mean, every game means something, and I feel like from now to the end of the season, it's a playoff game every game. So we're having a lot of fun with it.
Baseball this afternoon. How about what the White Sox did? They had 25 hits as they beat up on the Tigers 17-7 in Detroit. The 25 hits, by the way, not a team record. 29 is the team record set in 1955. Avi Garcia today, 5-for-5, a home run, 7 RBIs. Johan Moncada and Jose Abreu each went 4-for-5. St. Louis defeated Cincinnati 5-2, so at the moment they trail the Cubs by 2.5 in the division. Boston defeated Oakland 6-2, and one game still in progress in the fourth inning. Arizona shutting out Colorado 6-0. Golf BMW Championship up at Conway Farms in Lake Forest. Mark Leishman at 9 under par. He's in the clubhouse at 62. He is your first round leader. By the way, that's not a course record. Jim Furyk shooting 59 back in 2013. Jordan Spieth and Keegan Bradley both in the clubhouse after shooting 6 under par 65s. Phil Mickelson one shot further back after shooting 66. Jason Day on the course at 4 under through 13. Justin Thomas in the clubhouse at 4 under. Much further down the leaderboard, Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy at even par. Join 670 The Score and Dos Equis Street Teams for game day greatness at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb this Saturday from 11 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. Come win some great prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming your way later this evening, 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against the Mets. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
Do what? I don't have a damn clue who the hell you are.
Yeah, you do. Now, say my name.
Eisenberg.
Damn right.
Yeah, it's that time for Jamie Eisenberg to help you out with your bad fantasy team. Here are the rules.
With its dumbass name.
Your toughest decision. We don't need your whole entire damn roster. He's going to give you his top fives at the outset at quarterback, halfback, and wide receiver so that you don't have to call and ask any questions about those players. And please, 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 if you really want to help us out, let us know who that player is playing against. Jamie, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Jamie Eisenberg's on Twitter, at Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports' fantasy football expert. All right, top fives at the key three positions.
Yeah, for quarterbacks, it's usual suspects. I know they weren't the best group last week, but I think Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, and then Derek Carr comes in at five with that matchup against the Jets, but look for Brady and Brees to put on a show. Same with Rodgers and Ryan. Those are the two best games from a point standpoint going into the week. At the running back spot, very big surprise at number one, Marshawn Lynch. Didn't expect him to be number one at any spot at any point this season. But first home game against Oakland, the Jets looked awful as expected in week one. And with David Johnson out, I'm giving Marshawn Lynch the honor of number one spot. Ezekiel Elliott's at two. LeSean McCoy's at three. We have Kareem Hunt at five, and I forget who's at four. Le'Veon Bell's at four. And then with the wide receiver position, it's Julio Jones at one with that shootout, Antonio Brown at two, Odell Beckham, assuming that he's going to play, is at three, Mike Evans at four, and AJ Green at five.
All right, we got Twitter ready for you. We've got the text line ready for you. Let's get some callers in here.
First one's Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Mike on the score.
Hey, guys, big fan. Big fan. Jamie, I'm a CBSSports.com member, and in my league, I have Jamison Crowder or T.Y. Hilton, who, you know, is in a bad spot. And this is a standard league, by the way.
Yeah, it could be any league with T.Y. Hilton at this point. You know, just the fact that he's playing, without Andrew Luck, that's not exactly the best situation for him. So until we get Luck back, it's going to be hard to trust Hilton whenever there's a questionable matchup. And this is a questionable matchup because I think that the Cardinals will probably put Patrick Peterson on T.Y. Hilton quite a bit.
So the other was Jamison Crowder, I want to say, the other one from Washington.
Washington.
Alex in Bloomington, you are on the score with Jamie Eisenberg. Fire away.
How's it going? I've got Jay Cutler versus the Chargers or Eli Manning versus the Lions.
Yeah, not the best of situations for either guy. I think that if we get word that Odell Beckham will return, I would lean toward Eli. If Beckham clearly is going to miss, then you go with Cutler. It's not going to be great for either one. I don't know if we're going to get a 25-plus point game. You know, the hope would be is that one of these guys gets you above 18. And I think if Beckham plays, Eli has the better chance to do so.
Odell Beckham, after practice today, says he's dealing with a 6 to 8 week injury. He'll play, but he thinks he's going to be hobbled for a couple of months here in this football season with the high ankle sprain.
Rockford, this is Pat on the score with Jamie Eisenberg.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have Kirk Cousins against the Rams or Jason's favorite, Philip Rivers, against the Dolphins.
Well, if that's your favorite, Jason, I think that's the guy you go with. And even if it wasn't your favorite, that's the one I would say. You know, I think you're looking at Rivers. One of the more pleasant surprises in week one, you know, not that the yardage was great, but the fact that he got 3 touchdowns against the no-fly zone in Denver, that's impressive. And so, you know, the fact that he gets a Dolphins defense that he did a great job against last year to a certain extent, fantasy point-wise. He threw 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, but he was over 300 yards, so he still gave you a good fantasy day. But the Dolphins, even though I'm sure they're frothing at the mouth to get out there after not playing week one, I think Rivers will light them up.
This texter has a flex position question, and it's a Bear. Tariq Cohen or Kenny Stills? Tariq Cohen of the Bears against the Buccaneers or Kenny Stills of those Dolphins?
Stills will have a chance to make some plays, but I'm almost positive Tariq Cohen's going to make plays. Now, it's not going to be to the level that we saw last week because the Falcons are the worst team at defending running backs out of the backfield. That was the case last year, and they're off to a very, very terrible start, as we saw with the Bears' performance in week one. So the Dolphins will do – I'm sorry, the Bucs will do a better job at containing him a little bit. But with the receiving corps being as decimated as it is, with Jordan Howard a little bit banged up with the shoulder injury, Tariq Cohen may have more touches than he saw last week, and maybe that leads to some bigger performances. So bigger performance. So I think Cohen is your best bet.
There you have it. Vince in Franklin Park, you're on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just have a quick question. I need to fill my flex spot, and I'm torn between Lamar Miller going up against I can't
the
remember
Bengals tonight.
That's tonight.
There you go. There you go. Bengals tonight. Yes, and then Sterling Shepard that's going up against Detroit.
I know Miller was a little bit of a disappointment last week, but he still got to 9 fantasy points, and there's a very good track record for running backs against the Bengals when Vontaze Burfict is out, and we know he's still suspended for at least one more game. So it's been 12 games over the last 2 years that Burfict has missed time. 9 times a running back has gotten you 10 or more fantasy points in those games. So
wow.
Miller,
that's crazy.
Miller, 9 points last week. I think he goes over 10. I don't know if Shepard can guarantee you that type of production.
Well, people want the answer of why there is so much latitude given to Vontaze Burfict, even though he's a knucklehead.
Difference maker.
That's all you need to know about the kind of – see, this is what I'm saying. This is when, even though I don't play fantasy, you can learn something about football just from from digging into some of this stuff. That he makes that individual guy makes that big a difference.
This from the 224, Charles Clay, the Buffalo tight end, or Hunter Henry of the Chargers. I drafted Hunter Henry, and he got 0 targets, and he only played like 25 snaps after having a terrific rookie year last year. What the hell is going on with him, Jamie?
I wish I had the answer, man. It was frustrating. I have him in a few leagues myself, and it cost me some wins. So Charles Clay, I think, is just a little bit safer right now. He's played in his last 5 games with Tyrod – excuse me, last 4 games with Tyrod Taylor. He scored 5 touchdowns over that span. So it's not the easiest of matchups
against the Panthers, because clearly their linebackers can move, they can cover tight ends, and that's going to be a focal point for them, is taking away Clay. But with all the weapons and all the mouths to feed for the Chargers, I don't know if I'm ready to trust Hunter Henry right now until I see something a little bit more, so I'll take the guy that's at least producing.
All the way out to Santa Cruz, the home of the Banana Slugs, it's Mel on the score.
How you doing, guys? I got a tough flex call. I have a running back, Javorius Allen, at home versus Cleveland, or wide receiver Corey Davis at Jacksonville.
You got like 18 people in your league, too, if you got Javorius Allen on your squad. Thank you, man.
No, the Javorius Allen's actually in a good spot right now.
Really?
Danny Woodhead out.
Yeah, so, but I don't know how many people were drafted. Well,
this is the Jaquizz Rodgers thing, right?
You're right. I got Jaquizz Rodgers. I can't talk about anybody.
Yeah, but this is, you know, opportunity knocks sometimes, and people take advantage of it. And so hopefully that's the case with Buck Allen. And, you know, it's a Cleveland team that did a nice job against Le'Veon Bell. But if he's going to play that Woodhead role, he's going to catch a lot of passes. And so I love Corey Davis. I don't love Corey Davis this week, but there is a situation going on in Jacksonville right now where both their cornerbacks are banged up. If we find out that both Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye are not going to play, Davis was impressive last week. He could build off that. I would lean toward Davis. But if the cornerbacks play for Jacksonville, Javorius Allen's your guy.
All right, we're going to do a quick break. We are going to come back, and we're going to run through a few more phone calls with Jamie Eisenberg, get everybody's fantasy teams properly advised and shored up before the games start tonight, and get you all set for the weekend. This segment brought to you by RingTV.com. Canelo versus Triple G, two of boxing's greatest. Enter the ring. Saturday night, Canelo versus Triple G, the number one fighters in the world. Saturday, Canelo, Triple G, only at RingTV.com, the official online pay-per-view. Keep it here. You got the score.
This September, it's come down to a pennant race in the National League Central. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals all fighting to win the division. Cubs fans, this is the place to be.
Still going. That ball is gone.
To hear all the drama unfold in every game of this incredible final month of the regular season.
And the Cubs win.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Here in Southern California, it's going to get very interesting as the L.A. Chargers are playing their first game in L.A., and they're doing so at the StubHub Center. Playing an NFL game in a soccer stadium, which is not as big as most college stadiums, is a little bit weird. Very nice venue, but a little bit weird. Even more so if they can't fill it completely. And frankly, who knows if they will. It's going to be an uphill battle. Most of their hardcore fans in San Diego are still furious and hate Los Angeles and don't want to come up here. The fans who are already here just don't care yet. They've got no connection to somebody who's just showing up and moving in. And we all know how it is in this town. Say what you want about Los Angeles, but this is a town that loves a winner and has no time whatsoever for a loser. Best advice I can give the Chargers: win. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
It's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Semi-annual sale is on at Mattress Firm. Top brands on sale. Plus, get an additional 10% off.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, the bed that you need to go for is the one that I own. It's the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, a multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils, a high-tech marriage of contouring comfort, and superior support technology to power off only at Mattress Firm.
Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. If you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad. They beat the price by 10%. That applies even up to 100 days after purchase. You still, right now, it's still ongoing, 6 years of interest-free financing, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. There's something for everyone. There are over 15 different queen mattresses under $699.99.
That's crazy.
Plus all that free financing. So there's no reason not to get into the Mattress Firm near you, or the Mattress Firm near you, or the other Mattress Firm near you for the semi-annual sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep hack.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Get to JCPenney's 10 Days of Nonstop New Fashion and Beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing new deals every day. Friday only, our exclusive Libby Edelman collection has select styles at 50% off. And Saturday only, select Liz Claiborne over-the-knee boots are $49.99. Plus, get 2.5-carat lab-created white sapphire studs for just $10. Hurry, our deals are here today, new tomorrow. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Earrings offer valid through 9/24. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com/new for event details.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Before we get back to the calls and the tweets and the texts, by the way, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Jamie Eisenberg is helping you out with your bad fantasy football team. Who do you see being gobbled up off the waiver wires a lot in various positions? Because those first week injuries immediately, everybody starts scrambling and going to the waiver wires thinking that that might save their team as well.
Sure. The biggest one, obviously, was the David Johnson injury and, you know, a couple guys we talked about. So Danny Woodhead as well. But I think you look at Kerwin Williams in Arizona. He's going to get the first crack at the starting job. That's somebody you want to look at. Buck Allen, I know you kind of laugh at that, but he's going to get the chance to replace Danny Woodhead in tandem with Terrence West. And neither guy is a great talent, but they're going to have a great opportunity. Tariq Cohen, after what he showed in that week one game, certainly is worth picking up and might be the best pickup, just given what the receiving core is in Chicago. And then at the wide receiver spot, to replace Allen Robinson, for two rookies that I think everybody's going to be excited about. Cooper Kupp is my favorite.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I've looked really smart giving him just – that's been that go-to name. Like, hey, Bernstein, you know what about a fantasy draft? I don't know, this Cooper Kupp. You know,
he's playing well.
I'll tell you what, that's a great call. And then Kenny Golladay with the Lions, you know, another guy that big week one performance. I don't know if it's sustainable for him, but certainly those are two guys you want to buy into.
All right, we'll keep going. Next up is Rick in Elk Grove with a fantasy question for our guy Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. I'm going for Tyler Eifert versus the Texans tonight or Charles Clay again versus Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to give Eifert another shot. I know last week was disappointing, but I really do think that that Ravens defense is nasty, and they're going to do a great job at really stopping most teams that they face, especially ones that have questionable offensive lines. Now, certainly the Bengals' offensive line is not in the best of shape, but I'm still going to stick with Eifert here because I do think he's the better talent.
Is there a foghorn behind you, Jamie? What's going on over there?
Sorry, just stupid people sending me text messages. It's that time of year where people ask a bunch of questions.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, people shouldn't be bugging you for, like, as a friend. Like, hey, what should I do? Thursdays have to be really annoying for you. You can tell, like, all your college buddies, like, get a, you know, leave me alone. In Northbrook, Mad Russian, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys, big fan.
What you got for us?
For you. I got a wide receiver three question. I'm stuck between Tyler Lockett, Brandon Marshall, or Galladay.
It's funny how the mighty have fallen with Brandon Marshall, huh? I mean, he looked bad in that Sunday night game against Dallas, and I think he'll definitely benefit with Odell Beckham back. And so what I would probably do is just go with the two guys playing in the Monday night game. If Beckham's back, you could certainly pivot and go with Marshall. But Galladay probably has the higher ceiling. I know the secondary for the Giants is great. But Marshall, he might be done. So you can make the choice if Beckham's in, and maybe that helps Marshall. But if it's my team, I'm going to probably just ride with Galladay there.
All right, we got one from Twitter here from Seamus Scanlon. Martavis Bryant versus Minnesota. Mike Gillisley versus New Orleans. Or Randall Cobb versus ATL, a PPR league.
I'm going to tell you that Gillisley, as much as the Patriots' backfield is the safest situation, you know, it could be a little volatile. We don't know exactly how they use those guys, but I do think there'll be a lot of points in that game. But the guy with the highest ceiling might be Martavis Bryant. He's played 12 home games in his career, which has been, you know, shortened a little bit clearly because of the suspension. But in those 12 home games, he scored 11 touchdowns. Now, you can imagine that probably Antonio Brown's going to see a lot of time matched up with Xavier Rhodes, who's the best cornerback from Minnesota and one of the best in the league. That leaves Bryant in single coverage against Trey Waynes. I think he can win that matchup. So if you want the highest ceiling, it's Bryant. If you want the safe play, it's Gillisley.
Well described. Rockford, Anthony, you're on The Score, ahead of Jamie Eisenberg.
I got a one-point PPR, Carlos Hyde against Seattle or Mark Ingram against New England.
I think, you know, both guys are a little bit questionable situations because Hyde's got the tough matchup. And Ingram, you know, the whole backfield mess that's in the loans right now. But I don't necessarily want to judge it based on that week one game because clearly the Vikings defense is great and New Orleans at home versus New Orleans on the road, totally different. So I'm going to go with Ingram here. And I do think, again, it's going to be a very high-scoring game between the Saints and the Patriots. We typically see the Saints offense put up big points at home. So hopefully this is a bounce-back game for Mark Ingram.
Where did Adrian Peterson go in a lot of drafts that you were watching? There was some weirdness on the sideline. You know, he feels like he wasn't getting the ball enough, and Alvin Kamara has turned into their receiving threat along with Mark Ingram kind of finally realizing his potential over the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, he was kind of all over the place. You know, there was some person usually in almost every draft. I thought he was the guy and that he was going to beat out Ingram for the job. So he went somewhere in the fifth through sixth round. There were a lot of drafts where he went, you know, in the eighth to tenth round, eight to ten round range. So it was kind of all over the place. Initially, I think there were a lot of people that were taking him maybe a little bit earlier than that because of just name recognition. He did not look good. Workload was certainly not in his favor. And as you mentioned, Ingram's established himself. And Kamara looks like he's going to be a significant part of this backfield. So be interested to see how it goes, moving forward.
Craig is out today, and he's on the score. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, gentlemen.
What's
Jesse,
up?
In regards to the tight end position, for a fantasy week can be won. Looking at Jordan Reed against the Rams or Jesse James against Minnesota?
Yeah, I go Jordan Reed there. I know he didn't have the best week one performance, as did most of the Redskins, but he still has a higher ceiling. Jesse James, I think, is going to be touchdown dependent. He had the great week one game there, but hard to say that that's sustainable, especially if the other receivers in Pittsburgh, aside from Antonio Brown, get going. So I'll still lean toward Reed here.
The caller called you Jesse, and if you don't know, Jamie Eisenberg is Jesse Eisenberg's cousin. So maybe at some point we can have Jesse come on as a guest analyst as well. I don't know if you leverage those kinds of relationships for us. But.
he may not give he might give better fantasy advice to me, but he definitely can give you better movie advice.
That's the guy blowing up his phone right now. Yeah. I bet you.
Right, exactly.
South Side, Anthony, you're on the score. You're going to be our final caller for Jamie Eisenberg on this Fantasy Thursday.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
Good, Anthony.
I got a quick one for you. I have Jordan Howard, Lamar Miller, Dalvin Cook, and I just picked up Kerwin Williams. Which one would you not start out of those four?
I heard Howard, Miller, Williams. Who was the fourth one?
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, wow, that's a great group there. I'll probably sit Williams just because of the uncertainty, but I think all four are definitely in play. So it's not that I don't like Kerwin Williams. I just like the other three guys you have better. So we'll see how this Arizona backfield shakes out, but unfortunately, he's the odd man out.
As we let you go here, we didn't see him in week one, but the speedy rookie out of Washington makes his debut tonight at wide receiver for the Bengals, John Ross. How do you feel about him?
Wait and see. You know, it's still a receiving corps. They've got a lot of talent in it, especially with Eifert as the tight end. But, they drafted him in the top 10 for a reason, so hopefully they use him in the right way and get him going at a high level.
Jamie, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Good to talk to you.
That is Jamie Eisenberg of CBS Sports, their fantasy football expert.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30, single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. It has been a day for high and low numbers in sports so far. Let's start with baseball, and the White Sox put up some staggering high numbers today, pounding the Tigers 17-7. The Sox with 25 hits. Avi Garcia going 5-for-5 with a home run and 7 RBIs, and both Jose Abreu and Johan Moncada went 4-for-5. Meanwhile, St. Louis defeated Cincinnati 5-2, so they currently trail the Cubs by 2.5 in the Central. Boston defeated Oakland 6-2 and in progress in the fifth inning, Arizona shutting out Colorado 6-0. And speaking of high numbers, Cleveland goes for win number 22 in a row tonight against Kansas City, and here at Wrigley, it's the Cubs and the Mets with Jen Hosang making his Major League debut. Now to the low numbers, and that's what they were putting up in Lake Forest at Conway Farms in round one of the BNW Championship. It's still in progress, but Mark Leishman shot a 9-under par 62. He is your leader by 3 shots over Jordan Spieth and Keegan Bradley, both shooting 65s. Phil Mickelson at 5-under after shooting 66. He's in a large group at 5-under. Currently Jason Day on the course. He's also at 5-under. Justin Thomas shot a 4-under par 67, and Sergio Garcia a 3-under par 68. The football postgame show on the score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high quality oil change featuring Pennzoil motor oil. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Not just oil, Pennzoil. No appointment needed. Visit chicagolandjiffylube.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up at 6:30. Mark Rohde's pregame show starts it off, and then the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
David was talking about low numbers regarding golf. There's some numbers here regarding the NFL across the board in the first week that were lower as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
We know the NFL viewership was down 8% last year, primarily in the first half of the season. I'm reading a Phil Rosenthal piece here, our buddy from the Tribune.
Philly!
Said ratings for this season's opening week appeared to be down 13% overall, while still awaiting official numbers for the two Monday night telecasts. So the outlier was Sunday night Cowboys-Giants that was up 5% over Patriots-Cardinals last year. Fox's regional Sunday games reportedly down 28%. Mm. Now the Bears were down 7% from last year's opener, and the numbers were buoyed late by the surge, the fact that, hey, wait a second, they're driving, and because right. there was a late
turn
influx of viewers
yeah.
or people being said via Twitter or however else, hey, turn the game on. They did, and it showed. But
I got those Monday night numbers for you, too, because SportsMediaWatch.com put them out. It said, completing a rough week one, ESPN's Monday Night Football opened with multi-year lows. Saints-Vikings had a 6.8 rating and 11.4 million viewers on the season premiere, down 12%. And viewership from Pittsburgh-Washington last year was 13 million, down 16% and 21%, respectively, from Eagles-Falcons in 2015. And the Chargers Broncos earned a 6 and a 9.9 million, down 3% in both measures from Rams 49ers last year, and down 31% and 34% respectively from Vikings 49ers in 2015.
And Phil Rosenthal says that Nielsen numbers this week have been delayed because of evacuations in Florida ahead of Hurricane Irma that disrupted operations at their headquarters there. The storm also may have diverted NFL viewers here and across the country, but it's not clear yet to what extent.
I was thinking about that too, about how you had a whole region of the country that wasn't able to, you know, be counted because of how many empty homes there are in the Florida area. So that's definitely going to have to be taken into account, and I'm sure the NFL is spinning that to their sponsors and to some of these broadcasting rights holders as well.
And then he's going through all of the arguments, saying it will fuel league critics and supporters alike, who offer a laundry list of explanations among the potential reasons. Some say long-term disability to former players show the game is too rough. Others feel the game's gone soft in a bid to protect players. There are those who maintain the league hasn't come down hard enough on Colin Kaepernick and other players protesting during the national anthem. Some are upset no team in the NFL will sign Kaepernick. Have you seen the boycott the NFL on behalf of Colin Kaepernick movement that's been going on?
Yeah, so we talked about it a little bit.
There's people on both sides of this right now, but it's amazing that people are saying, well, the NFL isn't coming down hard enough on Kaepernick. Meanwhile, NBA guys are wearing T-shirts and banding together, and the NBA is like, yeah, cool, go ahead, you do all that,
and their
numbers are insane.
Yeah. Something's happening with the NFL right now. It's the perfect storm of people not liking the product on the field, the dangers kind of, you know, making their way into homes of people who have kids who are getting ready to play football. There's a lot happening right now that the NFL is very leery of, and rightfully so.
It's also the multi-platforming of the league. And we saw a release that came from the NFL that talked about, if you actually add up the number of different ways people consumed the game,
yes, digitally,
where eyes were, it's not just sitting in front of televisions
anymore. It's like counting music the wrong way. And now with Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal, streams count as acquisitions or transactions in terms of, you didn't buy an album, but you press play on this stream. So that is a unit that I've moved. You know, whenever we see these TV ratings and think, oh, yeah, I made a difference. Well, people, like you said, consume things on their tablet. They consume things on the internet. Hell, I know kids who don't watch anything but YouTube these days. So it's definitely it's definitely a different way that the message is getting, the product is getting out to a lot of people who are younger than us.
Yeah, and look at what happened with baseball and the way games are being consumed at Baseball Advanced Media that is printing money.
Well, they had to figure something out because for years there, they were behind the, you know, behind the eight ball in terms of understanding that it's a regional sport. So when you got two teams in the World Series that people don't care about, all right, how are you going to pump this out to them?
White Sox and Astros.
Well, some of those years that the Giants were in there.
Yep.
You know, like, San Francisco's a great town, but people here are like, I didn't watch a lot of Giants baseball. I'm good. Unless you love baseball like that. Baseball, more than anything, I think, of the big three, and I'm not talking about hockey right now, but of the big three, it's the most regional sport. It's the sport where if your team's not in it, people kind of veer away from it.
This segment brought to you by by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
All right. Something happened in Boston last night, and I cannot believe how many people took it the wrong way.
Yes.
We have to talk about this next.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's ridiculous, dude.
On every level,
people taking this the wrong way?
On every level, I know what you're talking about. We'll get to that ahead of Brian Billick at the top of the hour on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Take a guess for what the average property loss is from just one home break-in, because the answer is available in a recent FBI report. It's $2,316. That's one burglary over $2,000. And there's a lot of burglaries. A total loss in each year, it could be in the billions, so with so much to lose. You need to protect your home. It's as important as ever, and you can try it a new and different way with Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe protects every door and window in your home, motion sensors, entry sensors, and Simply Safe system is totally wireless. You can set it up yourself. You don't need special technicians to come out and start drilling holes in your wall and running wires everywhere behind drywall. You set it up yourself, and you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police, and it's just $15 a month. With Simply Safe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So if you want more information, you want to get this right now, go to simplysafe.com/score, and you get a special 10% discount when you order today. Or if you want the security system right away, you can just go to your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplysafe.com/score for 10% off. simplysafe.com/score.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Well, that's not today.
Oh, that's today.
Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix. And the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/bestoffer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Braxton and Cuff Show here on 670 The Score. The stereotypical Boston sound. Anytime you think of Boston and Irish ruffians, this song comes on in your head. I feel like I'm watching The Town, The Departed, everything all at once.
I love The Town.
The Town is terrific. So is The Departed. And then at the end, they're like, hey, guys, we gotta finish this movie so everyone gets shot.
Get the plunger.
Yeah. I'm sorry if the spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't seen.
It's more firepower than you've ever seen ever. Shot and
I'm so mad. Anthony Anderson is like just walking around. He's got clipped. All right, so this happened last night. On top of the Green Monster, there is a Foxwoods Resort and Casino sign for Foxwoods. The college football returns, RedSox.com/gridiron, all the signings that you need on top of the monster. And someone during the Boston Red Sox game unveiled a banner, a big-ass black sign that says, racism is as American as baseball. Now, racism, American, and baseball are the biggest words. Mm-hmm. Those are the words that they want to emphasize. And immediately, the security ran over.
Not immediately.
Well, how long? Like,
I think it was up for half inning.
Yeah. Half inning. The security is like, hey, there's a big black sign saying racism is as American as baseball up. We need to go handle that. And then Twitter happened. There are way too many people in the Twitterverse and social media who thought because it's Boston that someone was doing a commercial for racism on top
of it. Yeah, racism!
Yeah, like, oh yeah! I love America!
Hot dogs, apple pie, screaming eagles, and racism!
Like, you couldn't get this more wrong. The person was saying, obviously, that racism is as ingrained in the culture and the society that is America as baseball.
Sure, largely because there was a very important time that established this country's economy that was based on free labor.
Right. These dudes on Twitter were like, that's why I love baseball! Like, it was crazy.
I told you! I knew baseball's on the right side of this.
Let's go to Boston and go watch a baseball game and be racist together.
Celebrate racism.
It wasn't a commercial for racism, and so many people got duped into thinking.
Yes.
Like, you see what happened in the Boston game? Man, they're just pretty much letting you know they don't want your ass there.
I'm told like, you they'd sign Gordon Hayward.
Like, how can you get this wrong? Right. Like some brave soul went out there and tried to make a statement, and I won't say half the people because I wasn't counting, but too many people got this wrong. Especially in the time that we live in right now.
Yeah, this really isn't that difficult.
It wasn't. And shout out to the texter.
The point being that there's an ingrained issue.
Yeah.
There's an ingrained issue in the country that they're saying as much as baseball is woven into the DNA of the country, so is racism.
I don't know if it would have been different in Dallas or Milwaukee or Houston or, you know, anywhere. L.A.
I can't believe these people in Boston are this proud of it. Wow.
These people thought that they were doing a commercial for racism on top of the monster. Like, there are things that make you chuckle.
Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling for racism.
Oh, dude, don't know doubt about it. He's got a video game company that he'll submarine for you, too.
After taking all the tax breaks.
Real deal. There are things that you should cry about or be sad about, but sometimes you laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw this and then the response to it, I bust up laughing this morning because I saw it when I was feeding the kid early morning, like overnight, and I'm like, no, they didn't. And then I saw the responses to it. I'm like, No, they're not. Like, what are you doing? It's, you got to see this banner if you haven't seen it. I don't care how you feel. I don't care who you think is a white supremacist or who you think is on the other side of your political beliefs or if you don't believe in equality and all that other stuff and you want to get rid of all the brown people. I don't care what you think. This banner is huge and it's hilarious that people thought that the people on the Green Monster were doing a commercial for racism. Shout out to you, Boston, for having everyone on edge and the default being, yeah, that's kind of what they do at
and
Fenway.
And shout out to our texter of the day.
What happened?
From the 224.
I don't even see it.
I have boycotted so many things recently due to liberal PC bias. No NBA, NFL, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. I canceled my Comcast cable and internet. I'm only one person, but I can't believe I'm the only one. Liberal PC politics has ruined everything, and I have decided I want no part of it. All caps now. Make America great again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first submission for social media star of the day.
Have fun.
But what do they think they were?
I've canceled everything.
I was laughing.
I don't wear underpants anymore.
Right. Like, what do they think they're? What do you think you're for that segment? That's the response. I was laughing at a sign.
I think that's from the football discussion.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, this one. I thought you were talking about this 224.
No NBA, NFL.
Do you think if it was a Black Lives Matter banner, they would have taken it down? Yes, I do.
Yes.
And then he chimes in with BLM is a racist organization. Okay. All right.
Here's Blanco.
Right. Whatever you want to do, 224, enjoy yourself. But yeah, man, back to the people who thought that this was right. A racist commercial or a commercial for racism. It tickled me to death. I don't know if it's doing the same thing to you, but you have to see this big ass sign draped on the Green Monster and all the people who took it the wrong way. Like, that person had intended to make a statement, whatever that's. Oh, obviously, we know what this country is built on.
I get back to the old car commercial, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and
racism. Right. Like, dude, I'm sorry. I got a kick out of it last night. I laughed at it. I wanted to show Nicole this morning. It's a big ass banner, and this guy, whoever thought they were making the statement, at least a good 20 people that I saw in that time period that I looked at it had no idea what the hell was going on and thought a commercial for racism was going on in Boston. Hi, I'm racism and I'm in Boston. Like, you do a board of trade or a board of commerce day. Just come on through so you can get yourself a little bit of racism out of yucky way.
A lot of people pointing out the guy that says he's boycotting CBS is listening to this station.
Right. Right. Or the best is when they lie and tell you they're not listening, and then you ask the idiot, why would you text something that you're not listening to?
Oh, I'm not listening. That's my favorite.
It's like, I just knew that you were back from commercial and talking about this. Right. Because that's all you do is talk about this.
I can just sense what you're talking about. I would never listen to this garbage.
Oh, man. Dude.
I texted somebody. And usually my response to most texts are, so if and when I, you know, during a break and mm-hmm. have time to sort of look it over and fire off a response sometimes, it's usually like, hey, whatever you want to do, unless your radio's broken. If something on a radio show makes you unhappy,
dude,
or uncomfortable, listen to something else.
I don't think I've ever commented on something I don't listen to.
Something I'm not listening to.
I don't think it's ever happened. Like, I don't know what I'm not listening to.
So I said, look,
because I'm not listening to it.
Do whatever you got to do. And then people get angry about that.
Yeah.
And I said, look, if it's really bothering you that much, don't.
For your own mental health.
Move on.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be straight. We're going to be good. Everything's going to be okay on this side. You need to figure something else out. Maybe some easy listening, you know? Maybe, hey, all those guys, you know, who think BLM are racist, go on over to V103, you know? Get yourself some three elements in you. Some earth, wind, and fire.
Joe to the so to the toe.
Shout out to Joe Soto, right? And the peeps over there at V103. I keep taking my black listeners. I'm going to come over there and kneecap one of you, but I appreciate
As you get older, they're going to take more of them, too.
I know, right? All the brothers are like, golf, I love you, man, but that 5 o'clock mix, man, I gotta get my little, I got to get, you know,
the Maurice Ice Ohio players.
Maurice Ice Culpepper.
Culpepper.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It was like at 6 o'clock, all of a sudden,
yeah.
I'm thinking like, wait, that's Heavy D.
Yeah, dude,
and then it was like Heavy down. D for a while, and a couple down. Other things. I'm like, ooh, down. Ooh,
this 216 texter. All lives matter, golf. What the hell?
Yeah, stop saying that some lives don't matter, golf.
Yeah, so is that like saying all hurricanes matter? Stop talking about Irma. Would you like me to say that? Or if I mention lupus, you're like, oh, golf, I know someone with AIDS. All diseases matter. You know, you notice how all lives didn't matter until someone said Black Lives Matter? Think about that. You never heard the term All Lives Matter until people were like, hey, y'all, stop shooting us.
Please stop killing our babies for no reason.
We're already doing a lot of it on our own. Can you stop joining in the fun? You know, like no one, I have never heard the term All Lives Matter until someone said Black Lives Matter, and immediately they're like, no, they don't.
Yeah, just say no, they don't. Right. Own it. And just seriously, have the guts to just say no,
hey,
they
man,
don't.
In this day and age, I don't know how you're still, you know, being a little kitten when it comes to saying how you feel about things. You can do whatever you want these days. So, yeah,
I want to hear
how is this happening, though? Like, how I made a joke about the banner
right. That
is talking about racism in Boston. It's a sports story. Everybody has covered it, and people are getting so angry on the text line. Why are you getting so angry?
It's what they do.
I'm guess at 6:15, I'm going to hug and kiss my child and hug and kiss my lady. Like, you should probably not carry this with you all night.
630 says, that's it. I'm boycotting texting. Wait.
I'm not going to hit send. I'm just going to text it and then not send it to you. God bless you guys. You find a new way every day to be weirder and weirder. Shout out to the people who are normal who don't text us. But, man, whoo, doggies. I got an All Lives Matter just now. I didn't even mention anything about BLM.
Well, you did. You said you read the text of how they had put a banner.
And like I said, wait till they find out that their guy T-Wads is the head. Wait till they find out that good old number 87 across the street is the head of Black Lives Matter.
I know. I can't believe that it hasn't been publicized more than it has.
Just saying.
You'd think that it would have been a story, right?
All right. We're going to talk to Brian Billick next.
We are. How you doing? This segment brought to you by KFC. Get the classic fried chicken taste with a $10 chicken share. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Brian Billick talks NFL with us next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Jason Goff here, and if you travel for business, you know it's a game of W's and L's. Having an open seat next to you on your flight, that's a win. Person in front of you being a big idiot with a dumb head reclining right into your lap, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Let me tell you. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three, and most importantly to me, the amazing 6-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists known as the Navigators. Recently, a Navigator noticed an Upside user was booked in the middle seat on a 3-hour-plus flight. And he was like, you ain't doing that. Upgraded her to an aisle seat with more leg room. And that's just one example of how Upside's Navigators go above and beyond for business travelers like yourself. Upside Navigators are instantly accessible 24-7 by voice, chat, email, or message them on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens and to make your trip a lot better. And what I'm going to do for you right now is going to start you with that Upside 6-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my promo code SCORE and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, say driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny.
Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score.